right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are, Friday morning. It's May the 1st. What's it going to be all this month?
It's going to be May. Everyone's going to be saying that today.
Oh, man. Kelly hates it when I put her on the spot and make her sing.
So. Yes.
Welcome to National School Principals Day.
Oh.
You have a school principal as a friend, right?
I do.
We've talked to a bunch of them over the last couple of years as well. So happy National School Principals Day. Also, happy National Bus Drivers Day. So, school bus drivers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, we're going to celebrate them as we go throughout the show this morning. I have some fond memories of my bus driver whose name I still remember from like, fifth, sixth grade, something like that.
Is that the bus you got kicked off?
Yeah, we'll go through all of those stories this morning. Not exactly something to brag about, but we'll cover that today.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, your coronavirus update worldwide. 3.3 million cases of coronavirus. 234,000 people have passed away. In the U.S., over a million, 1,095,000 cases, 63,871 people have died in the U.S. So that number continues to go up. In Arkansas, we're currently sitting at 3,281 cases with 61 people who have died. So as we told you yesterday, the whole idea with restaurants, the limited reopening, that begins on May the 11th. And now we know that Arkansas gyms, fitness centers, and the indoor athletic facilities can resume operations coming up on Monday. Now, there's a bunch of rules with that, too, like 12-foot social distancing while you're working out. They do know that when you're working out, you're breathing a little bit heavier. And, yeah. I mean, you know, face coverings for staff and people in the gym are required unless you're in the middle of physical activity. I don't think they recommend you wearing face coverings while you're doing your cardio.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer must be available for customers. Equipment has to be sanitized between each use. Pools, showers, spas, and saunas, they will not be allowed to reopen.
Hmm.
And they're talking about team sports. They're going to try to look at team sports in late May to determine what's going to happen with that. So later on today, we're going to hear about barbershops and beauty salons. We're going to find out about that today. And then on Monday, the places of worship and large gathering places, we'll know more about that. More than likely, as we continue to go through this, we'll hear more about social distancing and sanitizer and things like that. Over 30 million Americans have now filed for unemployment since this entire crisis began. And, well, I guess in weekend news, beer sales are up.
You think?
Especially the cheaper beer. So they must be tracking me. Cheap beers like Busch Light, Miller Lite, and Natural Light are way up. Why is Miller Lite considered a cheap beer? I always feel like I'm spending a lot of money if I buy that. That kind of offends me a little bit. Now you're caught up on what's trending with COVID-19 and the coronavirus.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the year was 2001 and Brooks and Dunn had the number one song in country music on this day.
Where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Where you kiss, where you cry, where you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
It's Brooks and Dunn in 2000. I think I like their music better now. It brings back all those young memories.
In my life I've been hammered by some hair.
And done. Ain't nothing about you. Number one on this day in 2001.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on a top supermodel and a top pop star expecting a baby. Now, we gave you the idea. We told you the gossip was out there. And now it's been confirmed. Congratulations to Zayn Malik from One Direction and Gigi Hadid, the supermodel. They've confirmed their pregnancy. They did this with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show at Home Edition. And Jimmy basically starts off by just saying, hey, Gigi, congratulations. Here's how that went down on The Tonight Show.
Congratulations on expecting a baby. This is the best news ever.
Thank you so much. Obviously, we wish we could have announced it on our own terms, but we're very excited and happy and grateful for everyone's well wishes and support. So
congratulations again to Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik. And if you're a One Directioner and you're upset about it, well, there ain't really much you can do about it but be upset.
Gotcha Gossip on Ashley Simpson Ross. Now, that's the little sister of Jessica Simpson. She's also married to Evan Ross, who is Diana Ross's son. So good news for the couple. She shared a photo on Instagram holding up a positive pregnancy test, announcing that they have a baby on the way. The baby will eventually join big sister Jagger, who's almost four, and big brother Bronx, who is his dad is Pete Wentz.
So, oh, yeah. Bronx Mowgli. I remember that because the name was so different.
Right. And a source says that they've been wanting another baby for a long time. They want a big family. So congratulations to Ashley Simpson Ross expecting a baby. And if you want to see the announcement, we have it up on the blog.
All right. Ashley Simpson, known for this song right here. Giggling, and I know why. Because we both can picture the SNL deal.
And her doing the hoedown or whatever she did with her legs when she messed up lip syncing and then she starts doing that weird dance. And I love her. I think she's great and talented, but that's automatically what I think.
It's one of the most unfortunate, iconic SNL moments of all time where she was busted out for lip syncing in front of the entire world on live TV. So Gotcha Gossip on Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. It seems that story continues to evolve. Now, as we mentioned, Kristen is saying that Jay Cutler is trying to prevent her from buying the house that she wants in Franklin, Tennessee. She's also trying to say that he was trying to hide money from her. You know, because she's famous, he's famous. Mm-hmm. They had money together. Now, friends of the couple are saying that they kind of knew this relationship wasn't working out so well. Because when they were doing the TV show, Very Cavallari, he almost made her cry on a daily basis.
Oh.
They say, not always the best of relationships or relationship actions in the middle of that filming. So, Kristen Cavallari, Jay Cutler, I'm telling you, this story is only going to get uglier as we go forward.
Gotcha Gossip on Michael Jordan. So, he's a big topic these days, of course, with the documentary The Last Dance being so popular right now. But I want to try to explain to you how crazy rich that Michael Jordan is.
Okay.
He once had a chance to make $100 million for less than 2 hours of work. 2 hours, Brandon. $100 million.
Wow.
And he turned it down.
That's crazy.
So his agent says, quote, all he had to do was, other than giving his name and likeness, make 1 2-hour appearance to announce the deal, and he turned it down. He went on to say that Michael has been so successful, he's had the opportunity to do whatever he wants or whatever he doesn't want to do. You know, it's whatever he wants to do. So he's very selective and picky in what he's involved in. So MJ fans, catch up on The Last Dance if you hadn't seen it yet. Episodes 5 and 6 are on ESPN this Sunday.
That is crazy to me. To think that somebody has so much money, they can turn down $100 million.
Right.
So his money, I mean, I know he made great money playing for the Chicago Bulls, right?
Yeah.
But this is probably in a day where the money, the salaries weren't quite where they are now.
Yeah.
So much of that has come from the royalties off of the shoes, right? The Air Jordans.
Well, his whole company. He's got a clothing line, sock line, everything. Everything.
I don't know in my entire life if I've ever had a pair of Air Jordans.
Oh, my goodness. They were such a big deal when we were younger.
I know. They're still a big deal.
Yeah.
Because Kai's like, hey, I want some Jordans, Dad. I'm like, how do you even know?
Mm-hmm.
He's 10.
I know.
Michael Jordan hadn't played in his lifetime.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I told Kelly this morning I want her to come in with some ideas for songs that bring her energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Friday. We want to be energized for a beautiful weekend across the state of Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we find songs to just make you feel good?
Okay.
Because I told you on Wednesday night I was cooking dinner and I was dancing with my dog, my German Shepherd, to my favorite songs, and it completely changed my mood.
It does. Music has that effect.
So here's one that I was thinking for energy for me this morning.
Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Give me an energy song this morning.
It's a classic. Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5. There she goes.
Been smiling on this one.
I like this song.
Would deserve a bad promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me.
All right, Friday morning. Thanks for starting your day with BBITM.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, did you see the message on Facebook that we got?
What do you mean?
It was for you.
Oh, was it? Was it a good one?
I think it's a fan.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Listen to this.
I have one.
Hey, Brandon, all of us at the juvenile office in Clay County are pleading with you to please send us a link with your Minivan Rock playlist.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
Dude, it was awesome, right? I had so much fun doing that.
It was fun.
So if you missed any part of the show yesterday, we talked about this term, Minivan Rock. And what I described, it was like mom rock, right?
Yes.
So the funny thing is, though, I used to play all of those songs when I was down the hall on our Top 40 station, right?
Yeah, you're like the mom rock king.
Dude, I am. I'm the king of minivan rock. Want to run through some real quick in case y'all missed it? This is some pretty fun stuff. Again, these are mom rock, minivan rock songs from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Say tonight, fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say.
Remember that one? Eagle Eye Cherry. Who wants the list?
This is Crystal Bearden.
Crystal, we're going to send you the list. We want you to have this list too.
I want something else to get me through this. A semi-truck car alive, baby, baby.
Again, minivan mom rock.
Stacey's mom has got it going on.
There's so many of these. They're so good. Sheryl Crow. Maroon 5 was on there. One of the songs I forgot about was a song by The Calling.
If I could,
I love this.
I would. I'll go wherever you will go.
Shout out to the moms out there.
No, there's some dads out there that like this music.
No, I know that, but it's minivan rock, mom rock. I drove my maroon minivan around town listening to songs like this.
She's so high,
Tom Bachman was on there.
High above me, she's so lovely.
Sixpence None the Richer is minivan rock. I could go back and just redo those years and play these songs again.
She only sleeps when it's raining.
Matchbox 20.
And she screams.
She screams.
And her voice is screaming. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
John Mayer has been termed minivan rock.
I want to ride through the halls of my high school. I want to scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out.
What about Michelle Branch? Remember her? Avril Lavigne was big in the minivan rock era. Literally one of my favorite bands of all time, the Goo Goo Dolls.
I wanna wake up where you are.
I have so many good ones.
I won't say anything at all.
So why don't you slide? Ooh, you like that one too? More Goo Goo Dolls.
Now I'm called up orphans. I never knew their names.
Friday.
So all you moms who think, man, I don't know if you can relate to me, I straight up relate to you. I am a minivan rocker too. And I don't want those to see me, 'cause I don't think they— that's all Goo Goo Dolls. The number one song, mom rock, minivan rock, was Lifehouse. I'm falling even more in love with you, letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Anyway, we'll send that list to them. And again, we appreciate you guys listening to the show and enjoying the silliness we try to bring you every morning. Of course, during a pandemic, we know it's stressful out there. Our job is to play music you like, make you smile in the morning, and we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
34-year-old David of Jefferson County, Colorado, needed to deposit some cash a few days ago, so he went through his bank's drive-thru, you know, where they have those air-powered tubes, you know?
Oh, yeah, those things freak me out, because sometimes after I get my money, I send it back again, like an idiot. I just hit the button again.
Right. Because you just... I got
and they're
you.
Like, wait, he sent back an empty tube.
But when the teller opened the container, she didn't just find money. They also found drugs.
Oh, no.
It turned out David accidentally put two bags of illegal substances, white powdery substances, in there with his cash. So the bank teller called the police.
How do you accidentally do that?
I don't know.
Have you ever done that with your drugs?
Listen, Brandon, that is not funny. Well, they showed up, searched his car, and they found even more drugs. So he was arrested, and he's released on bail, so he hasn't been charged with anything yet, but it's coming. But speaking of going to the bank, what did the football coach say when he went to the bank?
Ooh, I have no idea. What did he say?
I want my quarterback. It's funny.
Welcome to second grade, everybody.
There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. All right, Friday morning is here. It is May the 1st. And Kelly, that means for the next, I don't know, 30 days or so, it's going to be
May.
Are you all so excited about
that? Yeah, I can't do it like Justin Timberlake, unfortunately.
We haven't beat that joke up enough, have we?
No.
So, should we play that just for a second?
I mean, maybe we should. For the people that don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, because there might be people who are like, wait a minute, what does that even mean? The NSYNC song, It's Gonna Be Me.
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
Yeah.
So, it's gonna be May all month long, y'all. This brings out some energy, right?
Just too blind to see. Oh. In the end, you know it's gonna be me. You can't deny. So just tell me why. Every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
Are you doing the dance?
Yep.
You don't wanna lose it again. But I'm not like them. Baby, when you find the beat, I get to love.
It's gonna be on you here. There you go. More Friday morning energy.
Hey. I like it.
Oh. Oh. Looks like that, too. Yeah, yeah.
No info.
You know this, too.
Yep.
Federal agents mad because I'm flagrant. Tap myself and a phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent.
We want you to smile this morning. Get up in a good mood. Playing you some old school favorites too this morning, just for the heck of it.
Hey!
Hey!
You and me go fishing in the dark. Lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows.
Oh, yeah.
Good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Down by the river in the full moonlight. We'll be falling in love in the middle of the night. Just moving slow. Staying the whole night through. Feels so good to be with you.
Happy Friday morning. Thanks for having us on your radio today. Our job, get you up, get you ready for the weekend. Make you smile this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Reading through some stats on people's morning routines, right?
Yeah.
The average person sets 2 different alarms each day. So I have 3 set.
Me too.
They say people change their alarm times on average 38 times a year.
Really?
Who does that? Like, wow. That's no routine.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, I have to have my routine. They say 1 in 4 people still use a traditional alarm clock instead of their phone. I wake up first with the phone. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I wake up first with my traditional old school alarm clock. But it does have USB inputs. Does that mean it's cool now?
Yes, it does. It means it's cool.
Because my wife literally threw one away that I'd had for like 20 years. She's like, this is old school and we don't need this in the room. It's like we invite people over to see if our room is hip and cool. They say that the number one reason people wake up in a bad mood is because they didn't get enough sleep because they stayed up too late watching TV. And I'm going to tell you, as a parent, like when you finally have the moments with your spouse at the very end of the night, like you don't want to just go right to bed because Kai stays up until probably about 9 o'clock.
Right.
Like I know I should be in bed at the same time he's going to bed because I wake up at 4.
But you got to catch up.
But I don't. Yeah. They say the number one way people feel when they wake up is, quote, groggy.
Yeah.
But check this disgusting stat out. 18% of people say they wake up happy and refreshed.
Who are those people?
Who are these people? Why are we not those people? They were talking about things that people skip in the morning. They say if they're running late, people skip making their bed. They skip breakfast. They skip coffee. Like, there's no way. If I miss coffee, I'm in an awful mood.
Yeah, it's very mental.
And sometimes when people wake up late, they just skip brushing their teeth. Could you come to work without brushing your teeth?
Nope.
I don't think I could either.
Yeah.
I would be so
I'd be worried about it. Mm-hmm.
So making the bed, though. Like, I skip that every day.
Yeah. We have a good excuse because we still have, like, my husband's still asleep. So I can't, like, be like, get up, got to make the bed.
Yeah. So we do have a built-in excuse.
So our spouses should be making the beds, right?
I went home yesterday. My wife had made the bed. It looked so weird.
It's like, what? Because y'all never make it?
Is someone coming over? Because typically...
It's easy to get like that, though. Like, no one's going to see it except for me when I crawl back in it. Why should I make it?
And it's like what Kai says about brushing his teeth. Why would I brush my teeth this morning when I'm going to eat breakfast?
So they don't fall out.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But on average, how many days out of the week is your bed made? On average.
I'm going to say 2, but it's because after I get home from work and I have, you know, time in between jobs or whatever, I feel better when my bed's made. And I know that I'm not going to get back in it and take another nap. There's something about with my bed being made.
Yeah.
I don't have an option for a nap. Like, I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to mess up my bed.
What about the weekends? Is it made or a mess?
It's not made.
Yeah, because you're ready to crawl back in at any moment
any
on the weekend.
Second, yes.
But the average person, like, I think my bed might be made one time out of the week. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if somebody's coming over, obviously Leslie's going to make the bed and it's going to look really pretty.
Right.
But for the most part, because I normally go home and try to catch a little quick nap, there's no sense in making it.
For the most part,
I'm just
going to
tear it up.
Yeah, clean clothes on top of it.
Yeah. So on average, how many times do you make your bed in a week? It's going up on our social media.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today, Friday, May the 1st of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Courtney Hancock, 30, Del Robbins of Imboden, Gary Sandifer of Batesville, Polly Harrell of Jonesboro, Lisa Pierce of Stuttgart, Katie Robertson in Stuttgart. We have Susan Fisher of DeWitt. Kim Lisko is celebrating a birthday today as well. Celebrating tomorrow, Clay Jenkins from Wynn. We have Lindsay Manns of Paragould, Sue Spencer from Wynn, Kimberly Jones of Lake City, Katie Hall of Jonesboro, Anna Barber of Marmaduke, Jared Carter of Jonesboro, Rick Helton of Dumas, and Sarah Hatfield of Stuttgart celebrates tomorrow. celebrating on Sunday. Kelly Hall of Humnoak has a birthday, and James Bickham of Jonesboro celebrates on Sunday as well. So happy birthday,
happy
James.
Birthday.
And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Jamie Dornan is 38. That's Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey. Darius McCray is 44. Brandon, that was Eddie Winslow on Family Matters.
Was he the one that had the crush? No, that was Urkel.
Urkel had the crush. Yeah, okay. He was the brother.
Gotcha.
Tim McGraw is 53 today.
I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw.
I wonder if he's working out right now.
Probably his third workout of the day. Tim McGraw celebrating your birthday.
I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. How hard don't forget something like that.
How about, I don't know, this one?
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to
you. Man, I could just keep playing Tim McGraw stuff. How about the ballad?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me.
Stop pointing at me.
It sends a shock right through.
That is so, so weird.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard. I can't rise above it. I don't know what it is about that little girl's loving, but I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Tim McGraw, 53 years old today. Happy birthday.
Here's another good one. Ray Parker Jr. is 66 today.
Yep, you know Ray Parker.
We have to play this.
You know the song, right?
We have to play it.
Kelly, who are you going to call?
Oh, you know.
This is good Friday morning energy music too, right? Looking forward to the weekend. Gonna call
Ghostbusters.
If there's something weird and it don't look good,
who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Anyway, one more time, he says it right.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ray Parker Jr. celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday.
Celebrating tomorrow. Ellie Kemper is 40. That's Erin on The Office. And, of course, she's the star of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yep.
Jenna Von Oy is 43. That's 6 on Blossom. David Beckham is going to be 45 tomorrow. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Your wife's going to be celebrating that this weekend, isn't she?
If you smell la 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 what The Rock is cooking.
Ty Herndon is 58. Of course, he's a country singer.
Her eyes are blue, her hair is long. At 64, she was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was In My Life. I memorized her every move. I knew her books, her car, her clothes.
Guess what?
But I paid no attention to what mattered most.
Is it weird that we can go back and we can play songs we aren't thinking of and know every word? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Ty Herndon, 58 tomorrow.
Lou Gramm will be 70 tomorrow, lead singer of Foreigner.
And be a jukebox hero.
This is a really good music birthday list. This one.
Feels like the first time.
Lou Gramm of Foreigner, 70.
Feels like the
else you got?
And on Sunday, Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars will be 36. Amy Ryan will be 51. That's Holly on The Office. And happy birthday on Sunday to Eric Church, who will be 43.
Talladega, boys raise the whiskey in gold glass. Now here's to turn it up, slowing down, because it goes.
So many great Eric Church songs we can play, too.
Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes
from the man. Sometimes pool weather, Eric Church on with the Alexa device.
This is my hometown.
Kelly, play your favorite Eric Church. Eric Church on Sunday.
When I think about you,
is it?
Springsteen.
All right. I'll play one that we don't play as much, but I like this one too.
Those guys like me drank too many beers on Friday after work. Our best blue jeans have skull rings. We wear our boots to church. We're so rough around the edges. It's hard to believe that girls like you love guys like me.
That might be my song. I'm not really sure.
All I wanna
Eric Church
do is
on
put
Sunday.
A drink in my hand. To fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a 40-hour week worth of trouble to drown. No need to complicate it. I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Eric Church, 43 on Sunday. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
You know I hate it.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I hate it. But I just decided to embrace it and go ahead and do it today. So.
She's in a bad mood today. That's why I'm playing music to try to pick up her
that
spirits.
Is
she
true.
Is a grouch. It's like I'm working with Oscar and not Oscar from The Office. The one in the trash can.
Oh, God.
All right, country music news. We've seen so many different pranks from Luke Bryan and his wife Caroline. And they're funny.
They're serious. They take them very seriously.
Like the golf course one where the lady was chasing Luke. Remember that deal? Funny stuff. So just recently, Luke pulls up by his wife who's riding the bike, honks the big air horn. She falls over. So now she gets him back. They're showing a video from inside her house where they've opened up a big cabinet above the refrigerator, and she is lifted up and put inside the cabinet. Right?
She has so many bonus points with me. I love it.
So Luke goes, he's in the kitchen, and somebody's there going, hey, do we have any Parmesan cheese? So Luke's going to check inside the refrigerator, at which point she pops out and scares the crap out of him. Here's what happened. This is the audio from it. She's being boosted up above the refrigerator.
And they're trying to hurry.
Right.
Hey, we need some Parmesan for tomorrow night. Do we have any Parmesan in there? Check. I'll check the bar.
Luke's looking.
Mom!
Dang it.
Hey, Max.
Oh, I love it.
So
I love it.
He looks upset about it.
He does.
And the best part is the way he jumps when she screams from above him, because he jumps and throws his beer in the air.
Like a third grade child.
It's classic. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog if you want to check it out.
Well, country stars are doing their best to keep us entertained, whether it's jokes like that or new music. And Thomas Rhett is one of them. He posted a video on Instagram and he said, hey, here's a new song because why not? This is what it sounds like.
Yeah, there's been times where I thought that my prayers never made it past the ceiling, much less the sky, and I've had doubts and questions about
my faith, but I don't really even know why or how, cause I look at this green-eyed girl from Tennessee, the one I bothered you about since I was 17, and I know that I wasn't wasting breath or words, cause I look at her, and I'm pretty sure you heard.
Oh, that's sweet.
He does the greatest love songs. And let me say in this video, how much hair has he grown?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
He has a hat on, but he has a ton of hair that is coming out of that hat. Looks like he's starting a mullet.
Yeah, it's pretty bushy.
We do have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Tim McGraw and his label have re-released a video for the song Humble and Kind, and it's very much a 2020 social distancing frontline workers version of Humble and Kind. Really sweet.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind.
Frontline workers, people in the hospital, kids behind glass doors that can't come out.
Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. Won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind.
Sweet, isn't it?
Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
These are times we will all always remember, and this video encapsulates kind of what everybody's going through with distancing and the elderly and people being sick and the frontline workers. Check out the new version of Humble and Kind, the 2020 update. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
We have new music from Brett Young. He has a single out called Lady. Now get this. It's a song for his baby girl, but also for her mother. It talks about his love for his daughter, Presley, and his admiration for his wife, Taylor, who is going to be his daughter's role model as she grows up.
Yeah.
Get this.
I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy. You'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady.
That is so sweet. We it's also really sweet. Have that up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And that's your country music news, powered by Orville's Men's Store. They have a big tent sale happening tomorrow at Orville's Men's Store. You can shop them online no matter where you are today at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So it's Friday morning. We're talking about songs to give us energy for the weekend. Because, like, here's the deal. We're kind of seeing maybe some stuff start to get back to normal, even though many of us might be a little bit nervous, including myself. Like, we know that more than likely we're starting to crawl out of the hole we've been in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're headed into spring, summer, and the weather is going to be beautiful across Arkansas this weekend, and we want to bring you energy.
Definitely.
We want to bring you happiness this morning. Our job is to make you smile and bring you happiness.
Wide open spaces.
You like this? I know a perfect party song.
Uh-oh.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out.
What's wrong with this?
Up in here, up in here.
How about this party song?
It's like this and like that and like this and up.
I'm dancing.
It's like that and like this and like that and up. It's like this and like that and like this and up.
I feel like I'm dancing like Snoop. Because he's kind of chill when he's dancing. Give me a song that brings you energy.
How about, this is an old school one, Diamond Rio.
Okay, which one?
How Your Heart Makes Me.
It's like just before dark, jump in the car, buying ice cream, see how far we can drive before it melts. Kind of that's how your love makes me feel. It's how in the road, it's swamp to the left.
Come on now.
Fate skips a beat and scares you to death, and you laugh until you cry. That's how.
Kind of rare. random, Kelly.
It's a good one, though.
How about this?
Yeah, if you want to beat somebody up.
I do. Let's end on some country energy right now.
Do you wanna rain?
Hey! Oh, yeah.
Do you wanna party?
Oh yeah!
Hey honey, this is old Hank. Oh, yeah. Ready to get the thing started. We cooked a pig in the ground, got some beer on ice. And all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know about that part, but...
Friday morning, we appreciate you getting your day started with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Yeah, Friday morning is here. We appreciate you listening to us. It is May the 1st. Our job, we're going to get you up. Get you happy this morning, get you smiling, get you ready for the weekend.
Speaking of making you happy, I have a special guest that's going to be coming in just a second. Well, actually, she's going to be on the phone.
She's going to be on. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You got Jana Kramer to call in for the second week in a row? Oh, I can't wait. Is it? Is it my favorite female?
You know what? You should go ahead and say it is your favorite female. Yes. 100%.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly's telling me that my favorite female is on the phone for the second week in a row.
Are you somebody who can stay in the breaking? Oh. Strong arms to hold me when
it's the greatest 2 weeks of my life.
Brandon.
Jana Kramer.
Go home. Why you wanna show up in a old t-shirt that I love?
I don't know how you got her to be here for the second week in a row. Good morning, Jana.
Good morning, Brandon. This is your wife.
I was trying to tell you that it was your wife, but you weren't letting me say anything.
I said, is it my favorite female? And you said, it should
course,
be.
Of course, 100%.
So I assumed it was Jana Kramer.
Well... You know what assuming does.
This is not Jana Kramer.
Well, good morning. I am so excited that you are here with us this morning.
Thank you.
I am so excited that you have woke up today and got ready to tackle the day.
Oh, are you?
Do you know
I don't wake up in the morning?
No, you do. I mean, a lot of times right at the end of mornings. So do you know that we have entered the month of May? It's May the 1st.
No, I didn't know that, but thanks for telling me. And I don't know what day it is.
Did you know that all month long?
It's gonna be May.
He's
been making me do that all morning.
Yeah. And she gets a little more dramatic with it every time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I love it.
Is there something that you need this morning? Is there a reason that you're on the phone?
Yes. So, I feel like you kind of make fun of me behind my back a lot, and I have friends text me and call me. Did you listen to Brandon this morning? He said you blah, 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 blah.
They're banned.
What if the person that texts her is part of the show?
What?
What if the person that texts her to give her a heads up is part of the
show?
Well,
then you're banned too.
Yeah.
Banned both of you and all of her friends and anybody who's ever knows her.
I thought that today I could kind of make fun of you.
We'll do that coming up here after Travis Denning.
What? Hang on.
No.
Just if she has a story about you, we're going to tell it.
I don't think it's... Is this story
it's
something
story.
That we can tell?
Yeah.
Is it going to be embarrassing?
What
yes.
is it? What is it?
Do you remember whenever we were outside yesterday?
Yeah, like all day.
And I was like rearranging the deck and you were jumping on the trampoline with Kai.
No. No.
What happened?
No proof of this being a real story.
Leslie, he is turning red right now.
There's no proof that this is real.
Right. So I heard a noise, and I wasn't sure if I should acknowledge the noise or just keep doing what I was doing.
What kind of a noise?
Well, it went kind of like...
Why, his head is down on the desk.
Mm-mm. It went kind of like...
Wait, totally for the people that might have been sneezing, could you make the noise one more time?
Yes.
Oh, that sounded
this
worse.
Is so dumb.
That sounded a little worse.
Not true. That was Kai.
Well, what was it? Yeah. What happened?
Well, then about, okay, let me back up. One of our neighbors was actually outside working in his yard. No music going, silent, you know, and our houses are pretty close. I know he had to have heard it. And if he didn't, he knew, because then Kai said, "Dad, did you just fart?"
You got called out by your son.
This is awful.
Boom, roasted.
And at that point, I was still acting like I didn't hear anything. The that stuff kind of embarrasses me.
No, wait, so hang on. Y'all been married for how many years?
1,000.
Right, and...
But we don't do that. Like some people do that.
I get it.
Some people sit on the couch and just do that.
Like my sister.
People know her too, you know.
So
Lindsay's going to get a text.
Yeah, she is.
Your sister just acknowledged the fact that you fart while you're sitting on the couch.
Oh, I thought we were talking about barking spiders.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that.
It's a true story. It was embarrassing, and I don't do that. She's probably heard me do that maybe 5 times in like 10, 12 years, something like that.
Did you admit it or automatically blame your son?
Denied it. Because here's why I denied it.
Totally denied it.
Because they're literally, I look over the fence. I'm jumping. Okay, I'm 42. I'm jumping on a trampoline. Okay, number one, that's ridiculous enough. Number two, Kai decides he wants to kind of wrestle with me, so I'm acting like I'm doing from the Disney show Kicking It. I'm going to do a kick while I'm in midair. This wasn't like I was trying to hold something in. It just happened. And as I'm in midair and I kick my leg, I don't know if the release valve hit or what.
The release valve.
But all of a sudden it went wrong. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I'm in midair when it happens. And I see my neighbor who's building a wood project in his backyard. Kelly, there's no doubt he had to hear it. There's no doubt. He wasn't hammering.
You were closer to him than you were to me, and I heard it.
It was silent.
You just admitted on the air to your neighbor that it happened.
It was an accident. And I'm embarrassed by it. And she's
an idiot.
And I know
how embarrassed he gets.
Right, because it's embarrassing.
So I didn't say a word about it until last night. I was like, so did you really do that outside? And he said, I got to go.
Which is his line for everything.
I'm laying in bed about to fall asleep. I got to go.
Like, where are you going? Where are you leaving?
Outside?
Okay, thank you for embarrassing me now in front of everybody today. That's wonderful.
He wanted to go say goodnight to the barking spiders.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, thanks. I'm glad you're
here. Right. Feel free to call in anytime.
I will.
Thank you.
Right.
It's been such a joy having you on.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Okay.
That's bad.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A thing out there today is showing that 77% of parents believe that teachers need a raise.
Totally get it.
And they're saying that because, you know, you're doing AMI packets. Mm-hmm. You're trying to homeschool and it's something you weren't prepared for.
Right.
And all of a sudden your kids are older. It's not like they've, like with Kai, he's been homeschooled from the very beginning. Uh-huh. He's kind of used to that. Right. Right. But imagine here's a 14 or 15-year-old who's been in school their whole life, and now mom or dad is a teacher.
It's a lot different.
So parents believe, 77% of parents believe teachers deserve a raise.
Man.
So think about that.
I get it.
A new appreciation, I guarantee you.
For sure.
And teachers are still having to teach, and everything's flipped upside down.
Yeah, and a lot of teachers are having to do crash courses and learning on how to do the Zooming classes and all that kind of stuff. So they're working hard on trying to make sure that those kids are still interacting.
Also, a shout out today. Today is National Principal's Day.
Yeah.
I remember always being afraid of having to go to the principal's office because when we were young, you would hear that when you went down there to be disciplined that they could paddle you if your parents approved it.
Right.
And then you would hear the stories about how some principals would drill big holes in the paddle so the paddle would go faster.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about
that. Less wind resistance. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I know for sure I was never paddled. I don't know if anybody was ever paddled.
Mm-mm.
Like, is that just a myth?
No.
That you're told?
People used to get paddled. I don't think it happens much anymore.
But you have to get the parents' permission before you spank their kid. Can you imagine giving somebody permission now?
Mm-mm.
Like, as a parent, people question you if you spank your kid.
Right.
Much less allowing
a
principal to do it. Mm-hmm. Today is also National School Bus Driver Day. So, I mean, they're not out there driving the buses. And
so you could either thank your school bus driver or you could apologize to them.
And that's probably what I would have to do.
Hey, it's tough being a school bus driver. Some of those kids do not act right. You were one of them, weren't you? You're raising your hand.
I was, me and my friend Joe, who you've met, worst ones on the bus. Because here's what my deal was. I wasn't cool when I was in the school as we got to like middle school. And the reason I wasn't cool is because all the other schools got in there and I was growing my hair out. My mom was frosting my tips, all that different stuff. And I was not cool.
You're listening to Michael Bolton.
But right. Time, love, and tenderness. And how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Wow.
But so while I was doing all that, there was still like a pocket of people in my neighborhood who rode the bus with me to middle school who still thought I was kind of cool. And me and my buddy Joe were funny together.
Mm,
and the bus driver,
tag team action.
We thought that she wasn't real nice. So we, I remember her being a little bit cranky.
Well, I wonder why she was cranky.
I remember there was a period of time where me and Joe would bring out glass and nails and we would try to line them in the street to pop the bus.
Brandon! She should have kicked you off the bus.
And we would kind of make noises.
Do you remember her name?
Yeah, 100%.
You need to tell her you're sorry right now.
No, she doesn't live here.
It doesn't matter. You need to tell her you are sorry.
Does that mean I really messed up if I can still remember my bus driver's full name? Like, I still know it. I can picture her.
That means you need to issue an apology is what that means.
On the final day of school, whatever year it was, we dropped what looked like a balloon in her lap and inflated what looked like a balloon.
Brandon.
And we took off for the summer and we ran.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There were a number of times where we would get all the way to our neighborhood and we were so obnoxious, she would turn the entire bus around and take me and my friend Joe back to school. So I do want to apologize today to Mrs. Driscoll, my bus driver, Wilson Middle School, Plano, Texas. I apologize for myself and Joe.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Friday, May the 1st. May the 1st be with you.
You couldn't even say it because you knew how wrong it sounded. Apologize to all of the Star Wars fans.
I'm sorry.
It's a little too early.
Is May the 4th Monday, though? It is, right? Yeah.
You're just a little.
But here's what's funny.
Harley.
Is it almost works,
it
doesn't
did.
It?
It
May
did.
The 1st be with you. All right, so we're playing Friday songs, right? And these songs aren't necessarily songs that mention Friday, even though we'll get to those because those are fun, too. But we're playing those songs to give you energy going into the weekend. Again, we've all been stressed out. We've all got so many different things going on. And if we can give you a little bit of light and laughter and make you smile, and my wife can tell stories about me farting on the trampoline to embarrass me.
And if you missed that this morning, you will be able to hear it on the podcast later today.
I sacrifice for you. Kelly makes sacrifices to hopefully make your day better. Legit. That's what we really want to do. And when we know that you enjoy something and laugh and all that, it makes us happy. So Friday morning, some Friday morning energy.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road.
Just go.
I'm going to ride until I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the
I don't know if I'm feeling you like that so much.
I know my kids do.
What about this one?
Anyway, you want it. That's the way you need it. Anyway, you want it.
Is that better?
Yeah.
A little more energy on that one. What about... You like that? You mean to go for some randoms, like completely randoms?
Yeah.
Look in my eyes, what do you see?
The rest of the fans think I see him, huh?
The cult of personality.
You know that song?
I know your anger.
You don't know that? The cult of personality. Friday morning energy with BBITM.
I do my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Go to town. Hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Go to town.
See if you remember this one.
And I wonder, will I ever make it home to the place I recognize? Far from here, I know where I've been. And all the things that I've been shown.
Ingram Hill from Memphis. Let me do one more. Keep on going.
Keep going.
Sweet home Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Where the skies are smooth.
How's that make you feel?
Sweet home Alabama.
It's a bunch of random music.
But I'm coming home to you.
How about?
Then I'm walking in Memphis.
Come on now.
Just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel?
Friday morning, get going, y'all.
Rain makes cold. Corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Thank you, Luke.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up. Put her on the line, I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Turn it up. Get your Friday going with BBITM and Garth. Our job's to make you smile this morning.
Hello, Samantha, dear, I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time.
Well, until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime.
Go!
I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So first comes love, and then comes marriage, and then comes baby in the baby carriage. I still like saying that. They're not married though, are they? This couple I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
They're just together?
Yeah.
So first comes love, then comes a baby, then comes marriage in the baby carriage.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So congratulations are in order to Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik. We told you earlier this week, the rumor was out there that she was pregnant with their first child, and that has now been confirmed by Gigi Hadid herself with Jimmy Fallon. Here's the audio.
Congratulations on expecting a baby. This is the best news ever.
Thank you so much. Obviously, we wish we could have announced it on our own terms, but we're very excited and happy and grateful for everyone's well wishes and support. So
there you go. Congratulations, Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik of One Direction on their baby.
Got your gossip on Ashley Simpson Ross. So that's the little sister of Jessica Simpson. She's married to Evan Ross, who is the son of Diana Ross. But good news for the couple. She shared a photo on Instagram holding up a positive pregnancy test, announcing that they have a baby on the way, who will eventually join big sister Jagger, who's almost four, and also big brother Bronx, whose dad is Pete Wentz. His dad, remember?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Yep. Was he in Fall Out Boy, Pete Wentz? Is that Fall Out Boy? Yeah.
So a source says they've been wanting to have a baby for a long time,
and they want a big family. So congrats to Ashley Simpson for expecting a baby.
It's Ashley Simpson right there. I got you gossip on Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler because the story continues to go. If you remember on Monday, we're like, hey, great split here. They're going to be great together.
Friends forever.
Friends, love, blah, blah, blah. Then we heard there might have been marital misconduct. Then we heard that maybe he wasn't letting her buy a house. And now we're hearing from sources that many times on the set of Very Cavallari that Kristen would be in tears based on her relationship. And that sometimes her husband wasn't all that nice to her. So, again, Monday, everything's going to be great. They love each other so much. By Friday, not so good for Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler.
Got you gossip on Michael Jordan. So he's a big topic right now because, of course, with the documentary The Last Dance, that's out right now.
Yeah.
But to try to explain how crazy rich Michael Jordan is, he had a chance to make $100 million for 2 hours of work, and he turned it down. His agent said, quote, all he had to do was, other than giving his name and likeness, was make a two-hour appearance to announce the deal, and he turned it down. But he's so successful because he can do whatever he wants to do.
That's great.
So he said he's very selective in the thing that he wants to be involved in. But Michael Jordan fans, if you haven't caught up on The Last Dance, you got to do it. It's good. We've got episodes 5 and 6 will be on ESPN this Sunday.
Kelly and I were talking about this earlier today. Like $100 million. Imagine how much money you have to turn down $100 million.
I can't imagine.
Like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were talking about you would do things for $100 that Michael Jordan wouldn't even think about.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
We all have different valuations of money.
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
You go to work for $100, right? Hey, we want you to go make an appearance for $100 over here.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's turning down $100
right.
million. Dollars. It's crazy, man. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So this morning we've been playing songs like just for the heck of it.
Basically,
it's like,
yeah,
flashbacks, make you feel good, make you happy.
We're excited because the sun is out, I think, too.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty this weekend, and we want everybody to know that, you know, everything's going to be okay. We're going to make it through it. It's been tough, and we've all suffered in different ways, mm-hmm, and distancing and work differences and all the different stuff. And while it's been difficult, you know, we will get through it. It's just,
yeah,
what
we'll
happens.
Survive. Yep.
As people, you know, mm-hmm, most of us are going to just come back and we're going to figure out what's our new normal. But today, as we're looking optimistically at the weekend and the sunshine, we're saying, let's just play songs that make us feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, I was like, okay, what can I pick right now? And I thought,
hey,
does that feel good?
Yeah.
I played that a million times.
It makes me want to shake it. Like a polo point.
Yeah. What about this one? Come on now. It's Outkast. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
I am for real. Is that good?
Yeah.
How about this? It's Friday. Kelly, play any song that you love that brings you energy today. Okay.
Put your arms up. Act like you're on the boat.
She's the buzzkill of the bunch. Buzz Kelly. Whatever happened to the buzz anyway? Like a woman. How about this one?
Okay, it's so nice. It's just another day in paradise. But there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, two hearts, one dream. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every
Friday morning, energy positively. Energy with BBITN. Ready for the weekend with BBITM.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's go back and recap kind of what we've learned about Arkansas over the last couple of days. May the 11th, we're going to open up the restaurants for dine-in type of service. Of course,
there's millions of rules.
Lots of restrictions. I was talking to my wife about that. I'm like, look at all the different things these restaurants are going to have to do just to be able to open.
Yeah, so all of you that work for restaurants, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You can do this.
It ain't going to be easy,
man. I know.
I like the curbside, too. I've gone to a lot of my favorite places and just done that. So don't forget to support your local restaurants when you do that as well. Also, the gyms, we were told those are going to be allowed to open on Monday. Tons of stipulations with that as far as distance and disinfectant and all that kind of stuff in the masks and all that.
It's a lot.
Later on today, the hair salons, barbershops, all of that, we're going to hear about that on Monday, churches and large venues. So we'll hear all about this as we hope and cross our fingers that eventually we will be able to crawl back out and have some type of normalcy. But as we're heading toward that, and as we're looking at a weekend where it's going to be absolutely beautiful, and like when you really think about like the weather, does anybody really enjoy sunny and 103?
I like the word sun, but 103 maybe not so much.
So sunny and upper 70s, lower 80s is just about perfect.
Yes.
Legitimately, we're headed into the weekend in a beautiful weekend across Arkansas.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor.
Ready for the weekend to be here.
It's Friday, I'm in love. Such a dang way. Sunday always comes too late. Friday never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
I wanna be your Friday night sweet ride, summertime
So last weekend, last Friday, we were playing songs, right? And we had this one message that came in from Jake on my Facebook page. And he said last week, and I've saved this all week for this one. He says, my weekend song is I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday by Steve Azar.
Call it an early weekend. Thanks, call Jake. It going off the deep end. Call it what you want. Have it up my mind.
We're all going to check out today.
I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. Nope. 3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights to go and nonstop. No work at all play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
Thanks for having us on this week, y'all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is what we call Frontline Friday. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this is we want to hear about and acknowledge people who are out there working on the front lines who might not get the recognition on a daily basis they deserve, but they're making it go.
Yeah, we're talking doctors, nurses, first responders, grocery store workers, delivery people, anyone else that's working hard to keep Northeast Arkansas going.
Yeah, we've teamed up with our friends at NEA Baptist, and we want to hear about these people all day today. We want to celebrate them all day. Like Ben Harden says on our Facebook page, he says, my awesome coworkers at USPS, the United States Postal Service, he says, from COVID-19 to the tornado, we never miss a day, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Whitehead says she wants to salute all the truck drivers out there. Brandon Holcomb says, still the truck drivers. Andrea Mavity, yes, the truck drivers. Terry Peeler says, warehouse employees and the truck drivers. They're the ones keeping the trucks full and the truck drivers hauling supplies. And she goes on to say, shipping and receiving never stops. Mm. So if there's somebody in your life or a group of people that you want to thank, you can go to our Facebook page for Frontline Friday.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
KFIN.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Luke Bryan's wife got the ultimate revenge, man. They're in a prank war with each other.
Yes.
If you remember a couple of weeks ago, Caroline was out there riding her bike and Luke drove by and... honk.
She fell off her bike, too.
Like a train horn, yes. And she fell over. So she decides she wants to get him back. They're in their kitchen, and Caroline is lifted up over the refrigerator into this big cabinet, and she balls up in the cabinet and waits until somebody leads Luke to the refrigerator. Luke is going to look for something in the fridge, and she pops out. Literally, y'all, Luke is so startled by this, he yells and throws his beer straight up in the air.
He looks mad.
And he doesn't look real happy about it. If you haven't heard it, let's go back and give you a little audio sneak peek at it. Right now, she's being boosted up above the refrigerator.
Hey, we need some Parmesan for tomorrow night. Do we have any Parmesan in there? Check. I'll check the barn.
Luke's in the fridge.
Dang it.
Payback.
He is not happy.
It makes me want to prank my husband this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. How did she fit in that cabinet?
I don't know, but it's funny.
It's real funny. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And country stars are doing their best to keep us entertained, whether it's practical jokes or new music. And Thomas Rhett is one of those. He posted a video on Instagram, and basically he's saying, hey, here's a new song because why not? And this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, there's been times where I thought that my prayers never made it past the ceiling, much less the sky, and I've had doubts and questions about my faith, but I don't really even know why or how, cause I look at this green-eyed girl from Tennessee, the one I bothered you about since I was 17, and I know that I wasn't wasting breath or words, cause I look at her and I'm pretty sure you heard.
Oh, that's really sweet. So it's called You Heard. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Did you hear my voice crack?
I heard it.
Wow.
Also on the blog today, Tim McGraw has released an updated video to his song Humble and Kind, and it's all mixed in with footage of people going through the pandemic. It's people with their kids, it's social distancing, it's doctors and nurses on the front line, it's older people on their porch waving as people drive by. It's actually really, really sweet.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door.
It's a great song.
Don't forget the keys under the mat.
With the images and video.
When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind.
People in the hospital, struggling.
Go to church cause your mama says to.
Social distance.
Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind.
Kind of gets you a little bit when you watch this.
Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
Babies being born during a pandemic. It's a really, really sweet video, and again, it honors people who are on the front line as well. It's Humble and Kind, the 2020 update, and you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Brett Young has a brand new single out, and it's a song for his baby girl, but also for his wife. It talks about his love for his daughter, Presley, and the admiration he has for his wife, Taylor, who will one day and is the role model for her as she grows up. The song's called Lady. Here's what it sounds like.
I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. Always be my baby, but look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady.
Brett Young, Lady, and we have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
That's your country music news, powered by Orville's Men's Store. We're check it out tomorrow. There is a huge tent sale at Orville's Men's Store on Nettleton. It's happening tomorrow, so find out more. Even shop online if you want to right now at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So if you go back through today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you are going to hear my wife embarrass me publicly.
I love it.
And now in front of the entire neighborhood, I've been called out for something that I did by accident.
Yeah, it's a good warning.
So it was a warning shot for sure. And again, you can hear that entire story and my wife embarrass me. That's on the podcast today. Also, we talk about making our beds. How often do we make our beds? Kelly said there's no sense in making her bed as much as she's in it. So that's on the podcast today. What? We talk about teachers and principals, and we talk about the bus drivers. Today's actually National Bus Driver Appreciation Day. And I apologize to my middle school bus driver.
I forced you to apologize. Yes.
So, well, I apologize to my middle school bus driver. I was not forced. I chose to because I felt bad after I told the stories. All of that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
Tonight, we have the second season finale of Charmed, the season finale of Blue Bloods, and on Saturday, Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards is on, and on Sunday, we have American Idol, and on HBO, the third season finale of Westworld.
Hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget, too, this weekend, Michael Jordan, right, on ESPN?
Yes.
Is that Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, so that, too. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you back here Monday morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.